We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Far. I thought someone would love me. Anyway! It's actually pretty depressing if you think about it. 100 episodes and I still don't know why! Anyway, my guest today, oh boy, what a resume. I mean, I've already announced it, you know who it is, but I'm gonna read the whole IMDb page. You better believe you know her from Dead Don't Die in Dallas. the Kamansky Method. A Star Is Born, Hit the Floor, East Siders, Difficult People. You know her from RuPaul's Drag Race and All Stars one episode. It's Willem! How terrifying. I saw Willem and then Willem disappeared. I was truly loving it. And then I was like, oh. This would be my haunting. A drag queen just coming into the room and leaving the room. And I'm like, I see you. The best part about this I do not know how. My God. Yes. Oh, you got Megan Thee Stallion knees. God damn.
Girl. Hello, Nicole Byer. It's called a pussy stunt. I was like, there's straight people here. I have to impress them. Maybe I'll get a job. Yeah.
Honestly, it's impressive enough that you're in full drag. I was like, you don't have to be in drag. And you were like, okay. And then I walked in and there you are in all your fucking glory. You're stunning.
Yeah. I went to a 2-day wedding. It's a rich white people thing. Mm-hmm. Like in like April or May or June, and the Friday night I was a boy and I was talking to Caitlyn Jenner and she's like, oh yeah, Willem. I know him. And I was like, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. And then the next day I had on this great wig. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, I used to watch your videos in the closet. And she's like, yeah, the YouTube was the best way for me to, like, you know, communicate when he was, like, in the closet. I was like, wow. And with my wig, I felt, like, so much, like, easier to talk to. And, like, mm-hmm. then we got hot dogs. I was like, come on, Caitlin, we're getting hot dogs. Yeah. So it was great. What did we talk about on this podcast? I don't listen to podcasts, not
it's
even
okay.
mine.
I also don't listen to
work,
podcasts.
Bitch. We're busy. We're booked
very,
and blessed.
Very, busy.
And look at all our beverage options.
Yes.
We're obviously very important.
Well, we talk about love, dating. So on this last episode that I did, so this will come out in 3 weeks, but the last episode I did, I talked about this guy that I fucked in Houston. He is...
I have a couple of them, too.
He is Eastern European. He lives in Malaysia. I met him in Houston. It's a fucking Mad Lib.
Epcot for your pussy.
Truly.
Work it,
truly.
Bitch.
Taste the whole fucking
world. You
got
pics?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture.
Ooh, bitch, I should show you, but Roy. He was last night.
What?
Nothing. I'll show you backstage.
Ooh, okay.
His name's Roy.
So I asked him to answer some questions for me because we follow each other on Instagram. So I don't have the answers yet. He said he would make a recording. So I was like, I host a podcast. Will you talk to me on it and answer questions? And this is his first response.
Hi, Nicole. Good to hear from you. Of course. I hope you're doing well. I'm watching your stories, your pictures, so very much respecting the artist. Anything in my capabilities, I will try my best to do, so please feel free to ask. And yes, let's make things happen.
Isn't that? Okay.
Did he just say, let's make things happen?
He said, let's make things happen. He said he respected my artistry. It was really cute. And then here are the questions I asked him.
Wait, he called your podcast artistry?
Yep.
Faggot.
So he don't
wow.
know. He don't
okay,
know.
I love that.
He's Eastern European.
I love that for
he
him.
Don't know.
Work.
So one, when you met me, did you think he would sleep with me? Two, am I a fun time? Three, do I fuck good?
Have that ass. 3A.
Ooh, I should add that. Then I said, four, is my pussy nice? Five, if you were not an Eastern European man who lives in Malaysia, would you date me? And then I was like, it said scene, so I was like, uh-oh, he didn't like those questions. So I said, if that's too explicit, I can tone it down, let me know. He goes, I'm good.
He's like, I'm writing an essay.
I hope
it's not
he
yes
does.
Or no. Is my pussy
does.
Good, baby? It's going to start with baby.
I just want to know, like, is it good, you know?
Yeah, what if he said yes to all those things except, is the pussy good? No. That would be worse.
Honestly, I guess I'd be like, that's the reason I'm single. I would finally have a fucking answer 100 episodes in. Yeah, are you single?
That's the tea. I'm married and...
Oh, you're married.
I pay his health... No, phone bill. He pays my health insurance. But we got
That's
married.
Not an even trade.
No, it works. It works for us. Family okay. plan. But we got married 9908. So our first anniversary would be 9909. And we didn't remember until September 13th that year. It was really sad. So I was like, go gay marriage. We both forgot. He's like, you owe me head, bitch.
Yeah. That's why I want to be in a relationship.
Yeah. Well, he's a lawyer and he's really good at cocaine and lying. So I left him like 4 years ago. And moved to Inglewood, and then I got back, and yeah, Inglewood, what?
Yes!
90% Western is the best area in the world. There were 3 hair stores on the block, 2 ministries, mm-hmm. an electronics store across the way, McDonald's.
Yeah, black people know what's up. Get our hair done and pray.
Girl, I loved it. I was living, there was Zumba across the street, I went.
Mm-hmm. They probably loved you. Black people probably love you. They're like, ooh, look at that big man in a wig. I like him.
Yeah.
My grandmother would love you. She'd be like, I don't get it, but it's fun to look at.
Where do you think I got my first wigs? My grandma.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally. I was always up in her wigs. I would put her fur coat on inside out naked. I loved how it felt. I got in so much trouble. My grandparents ran a bar. They were cool. Yeah.
I would put her fur coat
it
on
It feels
inside
so good.
Out.
Mink on balls, bitch. I don't wear mink anymore, just bunny, because there's a lot of them anyway, and I used to raise them.
You used to raise bunnies or minks?
Bunnies.
What's a mink?
A mink is the animal that electrocutes in its butt and then it uses fur for coats. And accessories.
All right. I'm learning. So
learning and growing. Thank you for coming on our journey.
I ask a lot of drag queens this. Do you fuck in drag or no?
For sure.
Oh.
I mean, it's like someone saying, you're really hot and I like your beard and I have a beard fetish. And that's what I want. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I look great in drag. So if you want someone that looks like this in drag, I'm not going to say no to a hot guy. Mm-hmm. Dick is dick. You can pretend whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Because a lot of fat women are like, I am not a fetish. I'm like, if he deep dicks me, I can be a fetish. You know? If he keeps returning because he wants to get lost in a role, I can be his fetish. I don't care.
That's the thing. You feel like titties all over.
Yes.
Guys like that.
Yes.
I like to grab onto a fucking
yes.
man. I'm okay with some back hair right here, too, because that's traction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even give a fuck.
So,
and if I don't like you, doggy style. You can be anybody I want. Indiana Jones.
That's why
Indiana
I like
Jones balls
doggy
come behind
style.
Me. No idea who it is.
That's why I like doggy style too, because it's not as intimate, and I don't have to like stare you in the eyes and be like, "This is fine." You know?
Yeah, but I was getting banged out doggy style last night, and then all of a sudden I'm like, "Plop!" My little silk, my chicken cutlet popped out of the pillow.
So you know what the best part is? You and a million other women. You know, just chicken cutlets falling out, being like, "Ah!"
I just took the other one out and shoved it between the mattress, but I came up with a solution. Now I use Uncrustables.
That.
I know you said you had a long day on set. I was like, let's make mama a meal.
I sure did have a long
let's
day,
make mama
and I
a meal.
Am hungry. It's great. I like it because it's like toasted.
Girl. From my hearth to yours.
I've never had an Uncrustable. These are fucking good.
They're so good. It's like the perfect little purse snack, and it, boom.
I guess I should stop eating. So, are you in an open marriage or a closed one?
Oh, it's super open.
Mm.
Yeah, no, we don't even live together, so. Yeah.
Where does he live?
I forget. I call it Cala Blacklist because I don't go there.
Wait, you really don't live together?
No, uh-uh.
So how often do you see each other?
Like whenever he picks up mail or like something.
Is this an arranged marriage? Or like...
Ow. He bought my teeth. I mean, no.
No, like, where he, like, wanted citizenship or something?
Oh,
I've
no,
done
no, no, no. I met him when I was 19 and he was 39. Oh, we talk about dating here. That's why. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
She's prying.
Mm-hmm.
Duh, I forgot. Oh, my God. I was like, okay, we're friends, but, like, there's people here. Oh, yeah, it's fine. And
anything
I wrote about it in a book.
You don't want to talk about,
no,
we
girl,
don't have to.
I'm an open book. I wrote a book and it's all about it in there, too.
And
so
what is
like,
the name of the book?
Called Suck Less, Where There's a Will and There's a Way.
And you can get it on Amazon.
Hell, yeah. So we met when I was 19, he was 39. He came into Mickey's and my rule was you get in free if you show your dick. I was the counter girl and he showed his dick, biggest dick I'd ever seen on a white guy. So
ooh.
Then he comes back 30 seconds later and he comes back and he says, it's bigger now. You want to see it? And I said, yeah. I was like, okay, that's big. I've seen bigger since.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I immediately told my boss I was sick and within 15 minutes I was at Century Plaza Hotel, quick little boop, boop. And I let him fuck me on a luggage cart in the hallway.
Yeah.
I was 19.
Bitch.
I was pulling out all the tricks. And then the next weekend...
Wait, but wasn't that hard? That's on wheels.
It was easy. You hold the rail and then you put your legs up there. It's easy. And then you're just a swinging hole. He loved it. He loved it. Anyway, so I did that. He bought me jeans. He bought me breakfast. And then I was like, cool, I got jeans out of this one. And then... The next weekend, he took me to San Francisco, and then weekends after that, we went to New York, and then I would be like, why are you yelling at me? I found out he was on coke, but it was fine, because he loved me, and he had money, and I loved him, and then he got clean, and then he got rich.
Mm.
That was amazing. And then he got poor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Cocaine's expensive. And... we lost our house.
Oh, no.
And so I moved to Inglewood and then dog died, but I put it on Patreon and made a mint. He would have wanted it that way. His meds were expensive. Yeah. And now I'm like back to like talking to him and we're being friends, which is cool. Like I don't let him take ownership. Like, you ruined my life, all that. Mm-hmm. Like, I moved out to wherever and like tried to make it on my own, but it forced me to become an adult because I was with him from 19 to 33. And the only significant like job I ever had was like booking strippers at a club and then doing drag. So mm-hmm. I moved to Inglewood, started touring a lot because it was like 7 minutes from the airport, worked 51 weekends out of a year and like found my way back. And now we can be like friends without me hating him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. But may I ask why you won't divorce him?
Oh, I wanted to hit a decade first and I did that.
Okay.
You know, like 10 years of effort. And I really like him. And I think there could be hope for the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't
have anything better to do, and court's expensive and it's downtown and nobody wants to park there. So fuck it. It's fine. Like, you know, I'll divorce him if I divorce him. I don't know.
Yeah. I like that. I think people give up on a lot of things easy, you know?
Yeah, and I really like my health insurance.
Yeah, I mean, health insurance is great.
Yeah, he saw like the Billy's like, you're on Truvada. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting hella fucked. Sorry. You should have been a better husband.
Wait,
so we're friends.
Can ladies be on Truvada?
Sure, if you don't want to contract. If it protects you from contracting the antibody that causes HIV.
Oh.
I read a pamphlet.
Hmm. I never read the pamphlets. Every time I go to the gynecologist, I'm like, there's so much literature. And I'm not interested. I just like want her to root around in me, you know? That's the fun part. Like, is it good? Did you find anything? One of these days, I'm going to put a present up there.
Oh, golden ticket.
Yeah, just like a little fucking, maybe like a little race car. And I'll be like, bitch, I'm zooming.
In your pussy or the pamphlet rack?
No, in my pussy.
Oh. I was like, a car? No.
No, that's not fun for her to find a race car on the pamphlet pack.
Oh my
no.
God. What if it was remote control and you shot it out at her?
I'd be like, that's a real speedway. So, what kind of dicks do you like?
Oh my God, so many. Long, tall, short, chode.
Do you? I don't like a chode.
I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Put up some scaffolding. Dive in. Fucking pillage and plunder. The things that I want to say in bed, but don't. Yeah.
What's something you want to say in bed, but
oh my
you
God.
Don't?
The last guy sucked his dick, and then immediately starts playing with my ass, and I was like, and he's like, what? And I thought I was going to say, I can't fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I just left the room, came back. He's like, where are you going? I came back. I said, I'm going to need these poppers because the dick was big. And I said, yup, I'm ready. Poppers are an amazing drug. Do you know about them?
I've never used poppers for sex, but alone in my room late at night. Just huffing a little thing. And then being like, I feel fun.
Honestly, for me, it's like, if you're at a drag show or a club and you have poppers and you hate the song or the girl that's performing sucks, you take the poppers and it's like, yeah, this is amazing. It's like Sylvester. I'm like, it's something that people used to dance on in like the 70s. And like,
oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought it was purely for sex and I was using it wrong in my room.
No, you're using it right. It opens up all your arteries so the blood flows. So that's why if you're topping, you shouldn't do it because it opens up the blood arteries in your dick too. And that's why tops shouldn't use poppers. Oh. You can use a little, but don't use too much and then go all soft and try to shove a baggy condom in me. Like I use this. Like poppers are the worst for tops. Stop it. Sorry. The end
shoving
of my TED talk.
Shoving a baggy condom in me
so
is
mad
so
at everyone.
Funny.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
We did poppers once. Well, you did poppers and then danced with someone. We were at a drag pageant.
Oh my God.
Do you remember this?
We were doing. Yeah, sorry. I was going to tell her we were doing K too, but.
Oh, yes.
I was, yeah.
You were.
Me and Gia. And Gia has the best nails for it because they're like long and jeweled. It's fine.
I love Gia Gunn.
Me too. She's so fun.
I was like, hi, Gia. And she was like, Hi.
And ponytail.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's great. That was fun. I'd never been to a drag pageant before. It was longer than I'd ever imagine.
Here's the thing. No one ever leaves a drag show or a pageant saying, you know what, that should have been longer. They're always a little too long, and you're like, that one girl did not need to do that mix.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't need to not do the callback. There was $1 left on the floor she could have grabbed. You did not need to say, DJ, spin that track back. Because they do it all too often, and then it's like, we just saw that part of the song. You can't do the reveal again.
I guess it's like, I'm on stage, I'll take my time, which is different than comedy. You're like, well, I'm going to go out on a high.
Louder, faster, funnier, you're by. Book
yes,
it, bitch.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because if you overstay your welcome, people are like, I hate this. And you're like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. I got to go home and do poppers alone.
Why won't you date me? Yo, Malaysia sounds great, though.
He was like, when I first met him, he was like, you should come to Malaysia.
That was louder, sorry.
I thought it was
I love that you burped into a microphone and went, that was loud.
I moved it a little. Shut up. You didn't tell me how sensitive these were.
It's a microphone.
Yeah.
It amplifies sound.
You got me on that.
He was like, come to Malaysia. And I was like, I'm never coming to Malaysia. I don't know. Where is Malaysia?
It's where Singapore is, I think.
It's where Singapore is?
I think.
Is that right?
Hey.
And then
I did a show there. I knew I was right. That airport's really nice.
Oh, yeah? It's a nice airport?
Yeah, there's a whole street with hookers, too. It's so fun.
Ooh, I do like a street walker.
They let me in the brothel. It was great. The girl said she wears only Old Navy dresses, elasticized top, maxi dress. She's like, top go down, bottom go up, done. No kissing.
Oh,
I was like, you got it together. Let's get this selfie.
Efficient.
Yeah, they were so cool.
But here's my follow-up question to it's near Singapore. Where's Singapore?
Above Australia.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've done gigs there.
That's a long fucking flight.
14 hours.
For some dick?
Girl, if the dick is worth it and the dick is lovely.
It was a very nice
dick. Does he eat
dick.
Ass?
He did not eat my ass. We were like, I don't know. How do I say this? I felt so blessed to get this dick that I was like, don't ask for extra. And straight dudes like won't eat your butt unless you're like, eat it. And like straight men are so fucking annoying. They just like want to just like pound your pussy for like an hour. And then they're like flipping around in like different positions. And you're like, but like we could just do other stuff. You could nibble on my clit. I could eat your butt. I like to eat butt.
What, do you find that after like it goes to fucking, it can't go back to something else?
With straight men, sometimes. I feel like they get like zeroed in. What?
I was doing the math. I was like, would that be bad for a straight man to do to a woman for some different reason for like ass to mouth with a guy?
I think if your butthole's clean, that's okay.
Yeah. I was just doing the math.
I think. I've never licked a dirty butt. Have you licked a dirty butt?
Sometimes there are tribulations.
Sometimes
you're like, oh, I got some. I'll just eat through that real quick. Whatever. If the guy is hot enough, you're like, fuck this. It's fine. After that, I'll wash my mouth. And I always spit on a sheet. I don't care. It's not my house. Spit in the pillow. I've left fake nails at a guy's house, and his girlfriend found it. I felt bad about that.
How did you find out? He was like, my girlfriend found your fucking nails.
Because he said the next time, he's like, don't be leaving your nails.
That's so funny. The next time, don't be leaving your nails.
It's because the lube makes the fingernails unsticky. So there's always like one or two that pop off.
Why not get acrylics?
I don't like being full time.
Fair. Mm-hmm. I used to do the little pop 'em offers growing up. Where did that land? In my wine? If it did, I would have drank it.
Bitch, this Tazo tea is lovely.
I'm glad you're enjoying the tea.
So many options.
Tea, water. Here's a question.
Shoot.
I said here's a question before I thought of it. So that's what happened. What's the worst date? Oh, wait. Are you on the apps at all? No.
Oh, my God. I just got an invitation for Raya.
You did?
Yeah.
They invited you?
Yeah.
They waitlisted me for 2 years.
So fun.
This is not fair. I mean, it's just a bunch of Australian DJs and, like, artists.
I'll suck it.
Is that the only app you're on? You're not on like Tinder, Grindr?
I'm on Grindr. I'm on Chappie because I did some branded deal where they paid me to act like I was. And then I was like, oh, I'm finding dick on here.
What's Chappie?
It's some gay app where it feels like Grindr, but you don't have to ask for face pictures. And like people put in a little more effort with the paragraph sometimes. It's great. There's dick. Or pussy. I think it's for ladies too. And all. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
everybody.
Options. I've definitely seen women on there. I was like, how's she, Elizabeth, getting there? No, I remember because yesterday I was like, Elizabeth, like New Jersey, because I had a warrant there. Exit 13. It's weird how you remember stuff. The brain is crazy.
Wait, what is your warrant for in Elizabeth, New Jersey?
I didn't pay the Lincoln Toll Tunnel like 27 times, and that's where they got me. I had auditions and I had no money and I was 17.
That's so funny. I have a warrant.
It's expensive.
In Monmouth County because I shoplifted. And then, well, the second time I got arrested for it, I didn't do my community service because I was like, I don't want to. The first time I did it, it was so fucking boring. They made me like clean a YMCA locker room. So it was just like me and old naked people. And I was like, I'm not doing that again. So I didn't. And I think I still have a warrant. But like, there's like a statute of limitation, I think. I don't know. Is there a cop here?
Honestly, I've been looking for my mugshot since I got arrested. And I can't find it. I really want it because I want to put it on some merch.
Yes.
I think it would be so cute.
Because
my mugshot,
too.
I was smiling. I was good other than the bruises. Like, I was great. I went in for battery and I was fine with it.
Wait, you went in for battery?
Yep.
Who would you beat up?
It was either my husband or me, and he convinced me to go outside where the cops can get you. They can't come in your house and arrest you. But after OJ, if there's a knife involved, someone goes to jail, apparently.
Yeah.
I was cutting up his clothes.
Was this in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think California and like Nevada, if the police are called for domestic violence, one person has to be taken.
Well, that was the third time they were there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't want to come here no more.
Well, he would get high and then he would like lock me in a room. He's like, you're cheating. And he was like 6'6". He was a lot bigger than me. And then like if it got physical, it was like because I'm getting out of a room. I actually thought to myself, I was like, I could push him off this railing right now. And like, he would never do this again. And then it was like, no, because this motherfucker would get right back up. He plays basketball. And he was
also,
a center.
Also, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh, God. He was,
you
so,
don't feel
he was
nothing.
So strong. I was like, he would run up here and beat my ass again. So like a couple times he sent me across the room for like something I like, you know, unprovoked. Just cutting up his clothes. I wasn't physical with him. And they were clothes I bought him. And I didn't even cut up clothes I liked him wearing. I was like, I'm going to get him. But not ones like... I liked him looking cute, and he could not shop. So they got physical, and then I went to jail, and then I didn't talk to him until he bought me a Rolex.
Dang. I've never done coke and wanted to fight.
I've done it twice.
I've only
done
coke and been like, can I tell you a secret?
Well, like, coke... I'm not saying coke is bad. It's just him on it was bad. Like,
some people aren't good on drugs.
I was friends with Detox. Like, seeing her do coke, like, out of four fingernails, it was just so elegant. You know, like,
that's my favorite thing when you're in a club and a fingernail goes under your nose during a conversation. You go, and then you're like,
I love clubs.
I only like gay clubs. I do not like straight clubs because then there's a bunch of men with like bottle service and they're like, aren't you impressed? I paid $400 for a bottle you could buy for $40. And I'm like, no.
You're
bad at money management. Like, I can't fuck you. If we get married, we can never buy a house. You know? Ooh, that got you. I like a gay club. I like Mickey specifically.
They got shut down for vermin.
They did?
Bitch, they got shut down.
They did?
The sign on the door said vermin. There were mites in Morgan's wigs.
Yeah. That's so funny. I love that they wrote vermin.
Vermin,
that's
bitch.
That's funny. They know funny.
They said vermin.
Vermin.
This property has vermin, bitch.
But I like it because, like, at 6 p.m., there's always a very adorable twink who's dead. He's just like, I don't know where I belong. And you're like, where are your friends? I don't have any. And then at, like, 10 p.m., he's, like, dancing again. You're like, how did you come back from the dead?
Oh, my God.
It's my favorite thing to observe.
Oh. Mickey's was where I met my husband. I was the counterboy
really?
There.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
And I somebody was passing out like in the entryway, and I called the cops. I was like, 18, mm-hmm. and the paramedics showed up, and they were right across the street and everything, and the manager, Miriam, was like, who called the cops? And I said, I did, like thinking I was like saving someone. Mm-hmm. And she said, what the fuck? Never bring cops to my club. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. But like,
so what did she want you to do? Kick him into the street?
She said, get him off property and then call the cops after that. She said, drag him down a revolver.
Honestly.
God bless Marianne. She was the best manager there.
But that
she made them
sense.
Put in an elevator for her because she didn't want to do the stairs no more. God bless Marianne.
What power.
She paid cash too. Yeah, she was so nice.
That's great. I love that. I love when you work in like the service industry when they pay you cash, because when you get a check, you're like, you're short paying me. You're not paying me well. It sucks. I was a hostess for a very long time, and I was very bad at it.
Not the
one would think
so.
It
not
was
the mostest.
Easy. No, I was the hostess with nothing, you know. But I was always like, here. I would like argue with people. They'd be like, can we have a bigger table? I'm like, you're two people. What do you need a bigger? What are you gonna fucking eat the whole restaurant?
Mad at everyone before they walk in. You're coming into my workplace and you want something from me. I got fired from retail too, the Echelon Mall in Jersey.
Yeah. What mall in Jersey?
It's Echelon.
Oh.
That's what it's called.
Oh. I worked at the Homedel Commons, which was in like a fucking strip mall. I worked at Lane Bryant, and I'll tell you something, fat women are so mad shopping, and I don't know why.
I can shop at Lane Bryant because that's the only place my bangles can get on wrist, because otherwise bangles are too small for my knuckles and they cut them. But you could put a plastic bag on it and then it slides in, but like it's still tight.
Like fisting.
Mm-hmm. Done that.
You fist?
Oh,
do you like to be fisted or do you like to be the fister?
I've never been fisted, but I've fisted a couple people on stage while singing Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. It was performance art. And someone almost lost their liquor license. She said, you said you were going to fisting number. I thought you were going to fake it. I was like, you knew what I was going to do. And it was the first time I ever felt like I had like kind of like made it, because Jackie B found out what I was doing. She said, you know what? I'm going to go on before you and then go home because I'm not feeling well. Because I was going to go on before her. And she's like, she's not following that. And I was like, I'm glad I made you so sick, Jackie. I respect you.
Honestly, you're a headliner.
Oh,
that's great.
I've given
that
head
someone
for
was
lines.
Like, I don't.
On Good Morning Miami, and then he never gave me the upgrade. I was an extra. Wow. That took me back. I have given head for lines.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking like Coke or K, but I don't do Coke. And K, you'd bump. You don't do a line, really. But
so
I've given head for scriptural lines, which never happened.
Did you offer the head, or was the head offered to you? Like, I'll give you
oh,
more
no,
lines.
We like we were eyeing up, and then like he knew I was an extra, and I was like, how about that upgrade?
Oh.
I would ask. If I'm sucking your dick in your dressing room, I'm going to ask. He was like a co-star, but like, he could have been a guest. Shut up. And it was one season of a TV show. It was fine.
I don't.
Sucked his dick. It was great. CBS Radford. God bless.
I was at CBS Radford today.
Bitch, me and this other extra, her name was Candace Cash. She and I would suck dick on sets when it was like big extra calls for like ER disaster scenes and stuff, where it was like 300 people. You get your waiver, you go sleep in your car, you come back, and then like you find guys to hook up with them. We said, girl, you going SAG? And she said, yeah, it means suck an actor groin. It was our code. It was like, go to the bathroom, I'm getting SAG, girl.
I want to go back and watch an ER episode where like an extra is so elated. Like it's a very sad scene. He's just like, ha! Yeah.
Take the leg. It's fine. Got two. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been in a casting couch situation. I've never had, so like.
Some of them are comfortable.
Well, I'm trying to get on one. If someone would let me, I would fuck my way to the top. I have no qualms about it. I do not care. I've just never, no male director's ever been like, yeah, come on. They're always like, well, aren't you goofy?
Well, you need to get Malaysia into producing. He respects you for your art.
He does!
Yeah, girl, he said that. Your art, girl.
I know, what yeah. a treat. I can't wait to hear his answers.
Bitch, dip your pussy in paint and then sit on a canvas and then send it to him.
I don't...
Say, this is your art. Dig in. Yeah, he'll like it. He'll be like, I respect this art, this painting. He'll put it on his fridge.
But...
He will.
But won't I get a yeasty? They don't make pussy paint. You can't just put acrylic paint in
I've seen
in
it in porn.
Pussy.
It's fine.
Yeah, but porn's like a magical thing where they do things to keep you safe. Thank you.
I moved it. I moved it in time.
This time you moved it away from your mouth. You've learned. But like, okay, is there a doctor here? There isn't a cop, but is there a doctor here? Cool. I want to know if like, can you put paint in your pussy?
Yeah, as long as you wash it out.
Everyone's disagreeing
with
you.
Not like spray paint, but like acrylic children's paint or something that you can eat.
If I put like...
I used to eat paint when I was a kid. Never mind, I won't fight this. You guys are probably right. You're like, nah!
Like
I
Crayola
ate paint and chalk
paint.
When I was a kid all the time.
Well, I know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to put paint in my pussy, sniff some poppers, and sit on a canvas.
Oh my God. You have a 6 a.m. call, young lady.
I know.
Ooh, crippling.
I don't want... It's blessed. Too early.
So blessed, though.
I don't know why Hollywood happens in the morning. I don't get it. A lot of actors are on drugs. Like, start it later. Like, who's on a bender and they're like, gotta wake up at 6? I don't like it.
Charlie Wait. Sheen.
Charlie Sheen? What a mess.
I thought it was a question.
Let's see. I should do... No, I want to do...
Wells Fargo verification code?
No, I got another message from the Malaysian man.
What is it?
So he doesn't believe I'm 32, that's all. He was like, I refuse to believe that you're 32.
Send him your IMDb.
I was like, okay. Well, I mean, send him any fucking article written about me. For whatever reason, they're like, Nicole Byer, 33-year-old woman. She's 33. She was born 33 years ago. 33, that's two numbers that are the same, and they belong to Nicole Byer. I don't understand why my age is in articles. It's shitty. Because, like, casting directors will be like, oh, she's 33. She can't play. She can't play 29. And you're like, but why not? Because I know she's 33. The articles keep telling me she's 33. Acting is bad.
I had an experience like that where I couldn't get in the room for an audition for UDK. And they said it was like a 19-year-old and I was 23. And I looked it and I was friends with someone who worked there. So I walked up to the third floor in the Valley. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Eric, there's this breakdown. I'm perfect for it. And he said, hold on, his boss poked his head out of the office, looked at me and said, yeah, I'll see him. And that role turned out to be on Nip Tuck. And it was like the role that I wouldn't take no for an answer. And I got it. So it's like sometimes you just storm into the office. If you can, get your friend to call in a lot pass. Bitch, I've done it. I will get a job. You will not tell me no for a job.
I love that.
Stars Born, they cut our parts and then I got the job back. Like I will.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they cut all the drag queen scenes.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Got the part, was going through wardrobe, and then they said, the tech said, terrible, terrible news, all your scenes have been cut. And then 3 days later, they said, what's your avail for next week? I was like, of course I'm available, but like I'm still trying to figure out what I did to God to make him hate me. And then they wrote it back in. And then they...
How interesting, because that was one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Thanks.
And then when I saw it in the theaters, like people were like, your parts got the biggest laughs. Like you and Shangela got the biggest laughs of the whole movie.
Hurricane Bianca 3. No. Don't clap for that. It's worse than The Dead Don't Die in Dallas. Don't see that either. It's on Walmart shelves right now. Do not see it. Oh my God. There was a part of it where I was like, wait, how did that zombie get on that truck? He was dead. And they're like, we lost some footage. It's still cute. Whatever. It was 2013. Different time.
Yeah, a way different time. What was your first acting role? You've had a very great career.
I'm lucky. Yeah, I'm in the right spot at the right time. And I wake up and go to auditions. There's so many drag queens that are like, I'm not going to go. I was just out at a show. Put your wig on. Fucking wig on.
Some acting teacher was just like, I think he said the statistic was 40% of people don't show up to auditions.
I've seen drag queens show up not in drag. And I was like, you really think someone's going to give you this part? Put your fucking wig on. Who do you think you are?
People also don't understand that you have to play the game till you don't have to. So, like, if you don't want to do drag and you want to transition to, you know, boy parts while you're not in drag, you have to make a name for yourself in drag and then create something for you out of drag. Like,
backdoor,
you know,
bitch, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you have to figure it out. Same thing with being fat and black. Like, it's not like people are dying to give me parts. I would go out for so many things.
Malaysian
and be
is.
Like, huh?
Malaysian man is.
What?
All the parts.
Ooh, yeah, he wants all these. I don't even know if he likes me.
Yes, he's like, he does. He fucked you.
He fucked you
and he's talking to you like you're a real person. Yes.
It doesn't mean he likes
you because
object. He fucked me.
I know, but I think he likes you.
So many people that
he
I'm
could
like,
be a star fucker though.
Well, he didn't know who I was.
This is a keeper. Or at least like get Christmas presents from him.
No, I got it.
Good.
I'll get some Christmas presents from him.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
I
imports.
Love Christmas.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. weeks. Parables, tips, and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so I do questions from the audience. Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so,
do we have any?
So podcasting is an audio medium. So when you listen to this, there was a very long pause because a man was bouncing up and down on maybe a dildo.
Don't talk about me like that.
Okay. You'll be our first question. And then anyone else who's got a question, I can do like maybe 10. So like just line up over there and line up over here.
You want left or right?
What?
Are we going to help with the mic?
Oh, yeah. So you could do this.
Oh, never mind. I'm doing this side.
Left.
This side ain't long.
That took too long. Okay. Hi. Talk into the mic.
Hi, Nicole. I love you. Willem? I met you in 2014 at Drag Bingo.
Oh, yeah, sucked your dick.
And.
What's the question?
The question?
I'll hold the mic.
The question, Nicole, is besides Willem, if you were to have a drag queen style you for the rest of your life, hair, wig, makeup, wardrobe,
wig.
Who would it be? It doesn't have to be a Rue girl.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's so nice of you.
I mean, I can't pick Willem. I do love Monique Hart. I also really love Meatball. I am constantly talking about Meatball on podcasts, who I think is here.
Really? Hi.
Yes, bitch.
Hi.
I fucking love Meatball.
She's the best.
I love the way she does her makeup. And then Meatball used to wear this McDonald's costume that made me smile so much. So that's what I say, Monique Hart or Meatball. Okay. Hi. I'll hold it.
Hi, Nicole.
Who are you?
Get close to it.
We were on a bus last year.
We were on a bus?
To Vegas. I don't know if you remember me. That's me. That's me.
Oh, yes, I do remember. What's your question?
So my question is to Willem and you, where are you all hanging out in WeHo tonight?
It's Wednesday, right? What day is it?
Tuesday. Oh. Wednesday? No, it's Tuesday. I don't know. I never know what day of the week it is.
If I were to go out, it would be Dream Girls, just to see the girls. Ooh. Throw some money at Dolly Levi. She was the blonde girl in Birdcage. That's like her, her story. And now she's like 70 and still high kicking. A Hamburger Mary's.
What a treat.
Yeah, but I'm not going there.
I'm not going anywhere.
They just fired me from Bingo.
They what?
Kinda. They took away my shifts because I missed 3 out of 6. Because the planes were late. It wasn't my fault, but I was like, you're firing me? This is a charity bingo game. I still love them. They said I could work when I want, but I was like, really? You better not take my picture off the wall in the bathroom.
I love that they fired you when you missed half of your shift.
It's not my fault. The planes were late.
I mean, you're not lying. Planes, they're bad.
I had gigs.
Yeah. What's your favorite airline?
Delta
Me
Diamond.
Me too. I'm a diamond diva.
I'm 360.
What?
360.
Fuck you! They took it away from me!
You ain't got the Porsche no more?
No! Okay, so here's a fun thing Delta does.
Oh,
when you're
so
a fucking 360 member, if you have a connection, you walk off the plane. A man in a suit has your name on a thing. You
iPad.
Think you're getting arrested. That's not it.
You think they found the drugs in your bag?
No, they did not. I was so stoned the first time it happened because I'll vape in the bathroom. Nobody cares. And I like got off the plane and I was like, Tate, what? And then he was like, get in this Porsche. And I was like, this is a nice cop car. And then I was like, I said, where are you taking me? He was like, to your next gate. I went, wow. I think he thought he picked up someone who's like a little touched because I truly was out of my mind.
What airport was it?
Where are we going? To the next gate at fucking Minneapolis Airport. But they took it away. I don't get it anymore.
Well, if you're ever with me, you can use mine.
Yes.
I get a guess.
Let's go somewhere.
Totally. I'm down.
Wait. Your Palm Springs house. Do you love it? We didn't talk about House Hunters.
So good.
I love that I'm continuing our interview, but we're on.
I'm like, House Hunters. It's so good. House Hunters was awesome. And yeah, I'm opening an Airbnb in Palm Springs. It's like all drag themed. We have like.
Wait, are you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can rent it. I am out to take these young white girls' mother's money.
Yes. Yes.
If they want to spend it, you can come try on the wig that Trixie won in. I have Latrice Royale size 15 bus shoes. She was leaving them, and I'm like, bitch, I'm keeping these. These are archivable. The Jackson titties, like tons of like drag memorabilia. I'm going to get a Coco wig.
You are truly an entrepreneur. That's
trying.
Great.
Yeah.
People will pay fucking good white people money for that.
It's right by Cabazon, so you can shop. It's 15 minutes from there. You could do the Praying Desert where Kesha did her little, like, you know, have your little Becky fantasy with the painted rocks. Go up the aerial tramway, do all that. It's like, it's, I'm going to take their money.
I love it. Okay, let's get his question.
Oh, hi. What's up?
Their question.
What's your question, please?
Question for you, Willem. What kind of makeup are you wearing and where can I get it?
I'm wearing Coverboy, and it's from Coverboy. Ding. Thank you so much. I love your nails.
Was this an audience plant?
Oh my
plant?
God, he's not a Make-A-Wish kid. I have one of those. Her name is Denisha,
truly.
And she had sickle cell, and she lived. And she didn't give her wish back.
Why did everyone at that? Did everyone not know Willem has a makeup line? Willem is doing big fucking things. Okay, what's your question?
I love you, Nicole, so much.
What's your question?
I love you, Willem. I'm going to say it. I love you, Willem. And I love Meatball, if he's really here. How you doing?
Meatball.
Hey, my question is, you did a Nestle commercial, and now that you're big and famous, did Nestle ever reach out so you could either redo it, or have you done other Nestle stuff? Please tell the Nestle story, because it is amazing.
What's this Nestle story?
Well, Nestle has not reached out. It's not the way it works. But thank you for saying I'm famous. I'm mildly successful. And
you
I'm
are.
Humbled.
You're super famous.
I'm truly humbled at
my parents
every
watch you.
Turn.
You're famous.
Wait, what?
My parents watch you. That makes
really?
You famous. You were on when I came, like when I went home. They're like, we watched this show. This show. I was like, I'll watch that with you.
Oh,
yeah. They love
that
nailed
really
it.
Warms my heart.
Yeah, bitch, you're famous.
I like that old people like me and children like me. Because, like, old people aren't around for bullshit. They're, like, you know, not going to live very much longer. So they're just like, I'll watch good shit.
Yeah.
Not that your parents are going to die, but they will.
That's fine.
but, like, I like it. So, okay. So I shot a Nestle commercial. You can see it on YouTube. I play a fairy. and my lines are, fuck, what is it? It's, wait, what? Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, this is your ringtone,
here,
sir.
Here,
is this your ringtone?
Do you remember my lines? It's not racist because I'm letting you do it.
Ooh, mama gonna fix it.
yes, I go, ooh, mama gonna fix you up. And so at the audition, the casting director was like, be as black as possible, and if you go too black, I'll bring you back. And I was like...
Was the casting director black?
No. Wow. It was a nice white lady. So truly the audition was like, everybody love Nestle. If you put ice cream in your mouth, it melts.
You were great on Black Lady Sketch Show too.
Thank you.
You were super.
Thank you.
But your hair was so big. I was like, that's Nicole, right? Because I never saw you in that hair.
Ooh, me either. it was a wild wig that they put on, and I was like, we're all a bunch of black people, and we think this is okay? But I get what they were going for, like a simple black lady that you wouldn't pick out of a crowd. That was... Thank you, Willem. Thank you for watching. Also, thank you for asking that question. I love you.
Ooh, mama gonna fix this.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, what's your question?
Hi. It's to either of you, but I'm trying to fuck my art professor at college. And I was
pussy painting.
Pussy painting. I was wondering if you guys have any tips for it.
Do you have any tips for it? I told her my
so
pussy painting idea.
So you're trying to fuck
she didn't
your
like
art
it.
Professor. Has this art professor professed interest in you?
We just, like, we'll chat and joke around a little bit, but that's about it. I don't know how to extend it further.
I think at the end of the semester, you're just like, do you want to go out for a drink? And if he goes, no, you go, oh, well, I guess that's it. But then if you go out for a drink,
oh, it's
you fuck him.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck him.
Okay. Hi, hello.
I just got to say, I'm a huge fan of yours, Tim.
Oh, you're wearing my merch. Thank
work
you.
Work the merch. He got that. He got that.
I made
that,
sure
he got
to put this on
money.
Just for you. You're like an inspiration for me. But my question for you is, what do you do to decompress? And can I please buy you a drink after this?
Oh. Work.
I am a homosexual.
I was going to say,
oh,
I was
knew.
Like, okay, I'm glad I didn't say anything.
I knew. When they stopped cheering, I was going to be like, he gay as fuck. There are 8 straight men who are my fans, and they've all made themselves known on Twitter. And you didn't look like any of the Twitter pictures. Also, you look gay as fuck. Your skin's too good. You look adorable.
Whites are
you're
white,
you're put together,
too,
your clothes fit you. You're gay. Oh, people are going to come after me. They're going to be like, straight people's clothes fit. They don't. Yes.
My aunt, who is 57, used to play Boy is a Bottom in the car on her way to college.
Did she know it was about her nephew?
I'm a top.
Oh, word. Well, I'll take that drink. She's got a 6 a.m. call. And I don't even drink.
I mean, Willem says you can fuck Willem.
I don't think I can handle Willem, I'm sorry.
You, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't think that.
Did he say he
wouldn't
fuck
man?
Me? I couldn't hear over the laughter.
He said, I don't think I could handle Willem.
Oh, bye.
This is a goddess. Look at this bitch.
And then you take your big old dick and you slam it into her. I know you got a big honking dick.
No, I'm kidding. What do I do to decompress? I recently started pole dancing. That's a thing that I do. Thank you. To decompress. Also, nothing. People don't realize that, like, Willem probably knows. See ya. Oh, wait. Oh, you're gonna go. She's like, Willem knows, and she got up. But our lives are pretty similar. Drag and stand-up is very similar. You're on the go. You're doing shows. You're on a plane. You're fucking exhausted. Like
constantly finding drink tickets.
Yes.
That you didn't use.
And so I just, like, I sleep, and I don't do anything. And I'll just sit in my room and do poppers. But yeah. And what was your second question? Oh, buy me a drink. I can't. I have to be in Studio City at 6:30 in the fucking morning.
Booked and blast.
Yes, booked and blast. Booked and tired.
Hi, what's your question?
This is a question for both of you. Do you have a blackout / drunk personality, and do they have a name?
I only blacked out once.
What?
Yeah, I've only done it once. I've been drinking since I was 6. And then I stopped when like 4 years ago just because I was done, but I still do drugs. But my blackout was, I remember where I was at 11, which is now Saddle Ranch, and I threw up in a purse, and my girlfriend Calpurnia was with me. She's like, honey, we should go. You threw up in your purse. I was like, that's not my purse. And then I threw up in a plant, and then I left. Season 4 premiere of Drag Race.
I just want to meet the woman who was like, I went out one day. It was nice. I was having a great time. I put my purse down. You know, I just on a counter. And then I picked it up, and it was full of vomit. That's really funny. Let's see. My blackout persona doesn't have a name because she's quick. She comes. Yeah, she doesn't do anything good. Yeah. And also, when I black out, I, like, go to sleep pretty quickly. I'm a pretty functional drunk. So, like, this last season I did of Drunk History, they were like, you don't seem drunk. And I was, like, fully hammered. And I was like, watch this. And then I downed a whole bottle of wine.
Work.
And I asked all of my friends who did Drunk History, I was like, did they give you oxygen after? They were like, no. So my friend Allison sent me a picture of me just on my side huffing oxygen. I don't remember the car ride home. I also didn't remember demanding pizza. Have you seen it? Midway through, I'm like, somebody gotta give me pizza. And I'm doing it again.
Booked and blessed.
Okay. Hi. Ooh, these boots.
Hi. So I'm an adult with excellent taste, so that means I'm... So that means I'm a fan of the hit sitcom Loosely Exactly Nicole. I did want to ask, in one episode on your dead mother's fried chicken day, you go to a soul food restaurant and you're so excited because you think it's the one, but then you find out it's a vegan soul food restaurant. Is that a real place in LA?
Yeah, there's tons of vegan soul food. It's just like a bunch of white people with dreads being like, I swear it's good. And it's not. But yeah, Dead Mom Chicken Day is because I bake a cake on my mom's birthday every year. We just changed it from cake to chicken. And I don't even bake her favorite cake. I make my favorite cake. Because I'm like, you fucking dead. You ain't gonna eat it. Thank you for laughing. People don't like my dead parent jokes. I told a dead parent joke on NPR to silence. It was, I signed up for improv classes. I asked my dad if he would come, and he died before my performance. And he was like, I'd rather die than see my child do object work. They didn't like it. Okay, what's your... Ooh, is that it for questions? Cool.
Following the dead parent joke is hard. Since you...
Wait, are you Australian?
No, I'm a New Zealander. That's offensive. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, but also fully understand. Yeah. Australian people...
I mean, yeah. So since you both travel so much, do you have any tips? Because I'm currently traveling, obviously. So how do you get some while you're traveling so much?
The shows.
How do you get fucked when you're traveling?
I mean,
Tinder is great. I know, it sucks. But lately I've been like meeting people in bars. Like it's fucking 1995. But yeah, this last dude. So like I tried fucking this dude named Benny. I told this story, I think, on the podcast. Did I? Do you guys listen? I tried fucking this dude in Rochester who choked me, but, like, wasn't fucking me. Have I not told this story?
Wait, what hair were you wearing?
Okay. What hair?
Never mind.
I was wearing a really cute lace front that needed to be glued down, but I said, not for me.
Not for tonight.
And it was
either.
Like sliding back. It was a Ooh. Bad situation, but I told him he could choke me and he was like, cool. But he wasn't fully hard, so he was just like smashing his flaccid dick in me and he was choking me and I looked up and I was like, you're just killing me.
Lisa, wasn't your dad joke.
Hmm? But Tinder's good. But also, like, bars. Bars are great. Like, people still get drunk and they still want
to
fuck.
And here's the thing. If they liked you enough to come to your show, they might like you enough to come to your cum.
See, that's a drag thing and a man thing. Because, I mean, well, my crowd is gay men who are like, girl, I'll take it for a drink, but I'm not going to touch you. Or... sometimes I'm into women too, and sometimes they're just like a little too aggressive, and they'll be like, "You ever fuck a dyke?" And you're like, "I know." I mean, yes, but why are you screaming at me? But yeah, I don't think I ever fucked anyone who came to my shows.
Never have I ever. I'm gonna lose.
Well, and we're at the end.
Oh my god, that was so fun.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, I love podcasts. If you don't listen to my podcast, I have one called Race Chaser with Alaska Thunderfuck. I see we have many friends of the pod. And then we do Hot Goss, another podcast, because they were like, hey, you want to do another? We said, yep.
Yeah, why not? Keep getting paid. And if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date? Oh, fuck. I didn't do the thing in the beginning. Whatever.
Do we need to do any Helix mattress breaks?
No. Ads? So I don't know how my producer does it in my live episodes, but she'll shove an ad in anywhere.
Shove it in.
Marissa's great. I fucking like her. Love her. But if you send me something nasty and wild, I'll read it. This nice man, Kyle, said, I'm gay as a tulip field at a pride parade, but you are more than welcome to join a thruple with my husband and I. I will learn how to turn eating ass into pleasing that clit just for you. Which I think is very, very sweet. Let's see if I have another one. Okay, this gay bear, again a gay man, would brush his teeth in bed, I know how much you love that, and then proceed to insert the Quip electric toothbrush into your pussy, spelled wrong, all night long. I don't know.
That is not how you get rid of gingivitis.
No, it's not. And then this person said, this man said, I'm writing to tell you that there are straight single men out there who would enthusiastically date you. I do not find your humor brilliant.
Does not respect your art.
Non-threatening. Then he said, I don't mean that patronizingly. Sorry. Sorry you keep getting head up for platonic dates. So then I answered him and I was like, LOL, this is the definition of patronizing. But then he was like, I made a mistake. And I was like, oh, sick, where do you live? And he was like, Philly. And I was like, I'll be there.
Work.
So I guess this is how I fuck. I'm going to text him day of when I get there.
I save him by the city that their last name is always a city.
See, that's smart. So you I got to go start doing look. That.
Yeah, and then, never mind, I don't need to tell you all my phone codes. They're in the book.
That's it. Can I ride your hovercraft?
Oh, my God, totally.
Do you think I'll die? Oh. I'll do this in front of people. This seems like a bad idea. Is there a weight limit?
No, not at all.
Are you sure? Imagine I step on it and it's just like...
I don't know. No, you'll be good. Okay. You just keep the knees bent a little bit.
Keep
and
the
then
knees
it's like
bent.
If you... if you even like think about going over your left shoulder, you just bend a little bit and then it'll take you there. So just like don't be scared of it and then
get one foot. Okay, don't be scared of it.
Hold a little railing because if you die, they'll laugh.
Okay.
Oh, I'll help.
Okay. Yeah.
You did great. You did so good. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. This is the definition of patriotic. Good job.
Patriotic. And if you're listening, I got on a hoverboard. I got on it.
It doesn't hover, but that's what I call it.
What is it called? A rolly fun time?
A wheelie board, which sounds stupid. I wanted a hoverboard when I saw Jetsons when I was a kid, so I just consider this my hoverboard.
Well, I got on this wheelie board, and I didn't move, and I fully screamed right into Willem's face.
No, I forgot it was a podcast. I was like, who are you talking to? They know. They saw it. Hi, podcast land.
Yes, yes. And that's it. Thank you so much for coming out. Have a good night. Bye. On my 100th episode, I'm recording this later because I got the answers later. I said to you guys that I met this man in Houston in an elevator, and I asked him some questions to answer on the podcast and make a voice recording, and he did do it. If you hear slurping, it is because he's drinking boba tea. It is cut out of the episode, but he truly explains what boba tea is if you don't know what it is. Also, there's a nice lady there. It was 16 minutes, but it's been edited down to 4 minutes. And I will just gently remind you of what I asked him. Well, I guess it's in the episode. But I asked him, when you met me, did you think you would sleep with me? 2, am I a good time? 3, do I fuck good? 4, is my pussy nice? 5, if you weren't an Eastern European man who lives in Malaysia, would you date me? And then anything else, you can say that now. And then the last question was, did you laugh when you read those questions? And then I said, he didn't answer for a while. I said, if it's too explicit, I could tone it down, let me know. He goes, nope, I'll do it. And let me tell you, he answered none of the questions. So I DM'd him to be like, gentle reminder to send me the recording of you answering the questions so I can edit it into the episode. So he wrote back, recorded how we met and if we would date, skip sexual performance. I mean, because for me, if I say yes, I would date, it's beyond sexual. So I don't know what that means other than some people, most people aren't like me. So I hope you enjoy his answers. They're actually cute and sweet. So if I'm ever in Malaysia, I guess I'll go find my friend.
So I was in Houston for the business trip, right? I entered the lift. This young lady enters the lift as well with 2 big fat ass luggages. Seriously, like super heavy stuff. So the young lady actually was Nicole. I started to the conversation in the lift, and I'm like, what are you carrying? Shopping or something like that, you know? And she's like, oh no, hey, no, it's a merchandise. I'm a comedian. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, which floor are you going? She was like looking for her card, you know, in a bag and stuff, like, you know, and she has these 2 luggages that helped. I'm like, oh, but you're going 7th floor, same as mine. So it happens, she's going same floor, same as mine. And I'm like, I'm gonna help you, you know? So it's like, so it's me who's doing my daily workout in the evening by carrying those, like, and one is like panther color. No, leopard was like.
Leopard
color. And then what happened next is, I'm like, okay, let's have some wine to celebrate. And Nicole was like, sure. Let me go and make a call. I'll be back in 1 hour. So she knocked at the door and she's like, here I am. And she has like a bottle of wine, but it was like a bottle, you know, it was 37 centiliters bottle. So it was like... It was like for one person.
What, this short? Oh.
Yes, it was like damn small bottle actually. So it was like super small bottle. So I look at this bottle and I'm like, well, I hope at least she has drugs. Because really? This wouldn't make me drunk, you know? But I talked about how miserable I felt at that moment, how stressed I was. And but she told me about her work and everything, like how much effort it takes, and I understood like she's like really professional. She's like professional. She knows what she's talking about, and she's like super smart. And yeah, so it's not like just I understood that she was also super tired after the performance, you know, like super tired. But she was funny. She was funny and good energy and good vibe. So made me like super relaxed. Made me super relaxed in all terms. Yeah. Adorable person. Seriously. And I wish we had time to engage more like into conversations and things like that. But definitely, I kind of like wanted to keep in touch. So the question, would I date Nicole? I don't know. I think maybe if my path crossed again with her, and I could sense like this common interest. Yeah, of course, because I consider her as like a good person overall, and as a professional. So that's what I respect. That's what I can say. That's what I can say. Beyond being like not just funny, she's also like genuine, which is a sign of charisma as well for a woman. So that's where I can say, that's where I sense like there was like a good connection. Random encounter like this, but good connection. I don't know if it answers all the questions. I think it's ours. It's not really the question that I've been asked to answer. But that was the story. That's what I'm capable of delivering, I would say.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.